I live in Islington. I'm the coordinator of the Islington Somali community, the oldest and largest Somali organization in Islington. This organization is formed in 1990 when huge Somali refugees were coming into the country. That's when the civil war of Somalia started, and many people were fleeing and reaching here. Most of them, it was the first time that they were out of Somalia, and it was a new environment. Everything's new to them, and language barrier was main issue for them. People were coming Islington from 90s to recently as refugees, but before that there were few Somalis living in the Para, very few. I remember when I came here in Islington, the Somalis who were living were not even 100. And when some people who were working for the Somali government back home or have businesses who knew a bit about the culture of fear and the system, that started to do something for these people because they didn't know anything about the weather, the benefit system, housing system, education system, how to get papers from home office. Everything was new, and group of volunteers set up Islington Somali Community as self-help organization, and that's how it started. When people were coming to this country at the very beginning, it was not easy. Main issues they have was to get an accommodation, to get home office status, and to get a school for their children, or to bring their family members, children who are back home. That was the main issues. And most of them believe it, if they sort out those three, four things, then life will be easy. Everything will be smooth, and there's nothing to worry. I think the system, the family system back home was entirely different here. Man was the breadwinner, and wife was responsible for children, house, everything. So when they came here and claim it for a benefit, and the husband doesn't know about the system, and difficult for him to get a work. And many people become depressed, and when they lost their status, their job. Once they settled, there were a lot of issues. Schools were an issue. Most Somali children are problematic, they are traumatizing. And also, schools were not well equipped to deal with these, refugees. And yeah, even though they were trying their best to help, many young children underachieve it, and they end up on the streets, become gangs, drugs, also unemployment, homelessness, which was not an issue back home. We try to respond with their needs, but it started with advice and information. Are they getting what their entitlements? What rights, other rights they have? Some of them might be disabled. They don't know about disability, and those benefit issues and advice of they are using utilities, and they end up in debt. We refer most difficult case that may need representation to Islington People's Rights. So probably that. It was 1994, from 94. Yeah, we had a relationship. Most of the case became successful. People appreciate their help, their support. They sort out so many issues, which mainly on disability. At that time, it was not easy for us to complete those forms, and they even trained some of our volunteers and our staff members. But I think the demand is on rise because of the universal credit makes everything, more difficult. And now, not considering the poorest of the poor, the marginalized people, the hard to reach communities who are trying their best, working hard, the system is not helping, to be honest with you, these days.